What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend, Jeffrey?
I did, Jeff. How about yourself?
I had a very good weekend. Very good weekend. Went to Catherine and Mary's last night for, and you know what, so Claire's boys both work at Catherine and Mary's, and, sons both work at Catherine and Mary's, and one of them had their birthday. Conroy had his birthday yesterday. And, one of the interesting things is, so Nathaniel works as a server, right? And Conroy works in the kitchen, and servers make whatever. They make $2 an hour, but then they get tips, right? And in the kitchen, they make $17 an hour or something, I don't know, whatever, and no tips. They don't have a tip-sharing system, I don't think. And the problem is that if you're a server, you can do very handsomely, right?
Absolutely.
And
especially in your 20s.
And if you're in the back of the house, you're laboring there, and you're getting your hourly wage. But anyway, it was Conroy's birthday, so Claire... We really went there specifically intending she went to tip the back of, to the people in the kitchen. So she tipped. There were eight people, and she tipped. I think she sent $160 back there, so everyone got a tip for the – that was the Conroy's birthday present, because Conroy's someone who likes to have other people be happy. And everybody gets a gift on his birthday. So that was nice. That was fun. And, but I think did you laugh at all this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
When? Anything particularly?
So Kevin Cerrito, his company does like a Christmas in July party. Right. And so we went to that, and he also set up a karaoke machine. And so I did Baby Shark with Josephine.
Oh,
and that was pretty good.
That's a highlight of a weekend right there.
And just like her old man, as soon as the song was over and the microphone was getting taken away, she did not care for that. She wanted more me time.
I swear, I think I had the best laugh of the weekend when I saw the Coldplay cam.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
So the warning now that it tends that you...
No. At baseball games...
Philly Fanatics, the one that I saw. That video was good.
Yeah, but they did it throughout. So instead of just having the
Kiss cam,
they have the Coldplay cam where they play a Coldplay song, and couples get up there and they're snuggling together and they dive out of the video. That's the whole shtick. You have one couple after another sort of snuggling and then diving out of the video. I have to say, people are funny. And people have a good time, you know, for all the angst and misery in the world.
No, it was one of those. It was one of those.
It was funny.
The internet was pretty good with this video.
It was pretty damn good. So there you go. We do have a lot to talk about, and a lot of it not good.
Yeah.
So that's why I sort of was procrastinating there at the start of the show. A lot of it not good. We do have not Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, because Chris is, you know, out there.
He's hiking.
Out there with the prairie dogs, mm-hmm. hiking. And but we have Drew Hill, who's going to join us. And Drew and Chris together do a spectacular job of covering the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. And so Drew has agreed to join us in Chris's stead straight up at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, it is us. Jeffrey, I won't take away the microphone. I won't take away the microphone. Otherwise, it is us. So I think we should start with one slice of the bad news, which is the news about Sincere Parker, the Memphis Tiger basketball player. And it was revealed over the weekend, Daily Memphian, I think, broke the story, that he had been charged with a domestic situation. And his girlfriend, it was an interesting, on May 27th, while they were living in here in Memphis, Sincere Parker allegedly choked and bloodied and bruised his girlfriend. And he is right now, literally, about to start. It was said to be at 9 o'clock, so we'll update it as we go along. But said to be at 9 o'clock is having his first court appearance. He has been held in custody, is my understanding, until just now. And so we will see what happens as that unfolds. Again, that's supposed to be 9 a.m. And so that is right now. Sincere Parker getting ready for his first court appearance. Obviously, it's been a great week for Penny Hardaway and that program. You had the pretty benign news that Nolan Smith was leaving to go be a head coach at Tennessee State. Yeah, they had the news about extended probation because of the Malco stuff, extended probation and a financial fine as Memphis was found to have, well, not Memphis, the institution, but the academic advisor arranged for two softball players to do Malco's work for him. So that happened. And then just when you're getting over that, you get this news about Sincere Parker. It's obviously dreadful news, lousy news of the sort that you wouldn't wish. It's incredibly unsavory. And if he's guilty of it, it's pretty abominable behavior on the part of Sincere Parker. I don't know what's going to happen vis-a-vis his future with the Memphis basketball program. And I guess I would ask you this, Jeffrey. Just generally speaking, take him out of it.
Okay.
What should an athletic program do? And what typically does an athletic program do when one of their players is charged with domestic violence?
I think,
or charged with anything criminal, for that matter.
Okay, well, I'm going to handle the domestic violence. If you're charged, I think you have to be suspended immediately. And I'm giving you the opportunity to get it figured out legally. And if you are innocent, you'll have that. But I just think when you're charged, not accused, but like
when
they
you are
bring
charged.
Charges against you, I think you just have to suspend them immediately.
What if, okay, I have always believed that hiding behind, yes, innocent until proven guilty is absolutely something that we all understand and know and embrace. And that applies to whether or not you should go to jail.
Right.
Whether or not you should serve time, whether you not should be criminally
let's be clear,
found
prison.
Liable. You are, in the eyes of the law, innocent until proven guilty. That does not mean that you therefore have the right to wear a Memphis Tiger jersey,
right,
or an Ole Miss jersey, or a Tennessee jersey, or whatever else.
You weren't trying to single out.
These are not the same. The standard innocent till proven guilty, beyond a reasonable doubt, is what we do because we don't want to send people to jail unless we are absolutely certain that they are guilty. We don't want to take away their freedom. Taking away their jersey is a totally different matter and does not have to be held to the same standard. I struggle with it a little bit. So what you see is that, well, what do you do, Jeffrey, with Rashee Rice?
I mean, I think they're going to have.
He had been charged.
I think they're
and the NFL didn't do anything until he was in that, right? Until he was actually pled guilty.
I'm not trying to make an excuse. I always just wonder on some of that. Is there collective bargaining rules and regulations
that prevent the NFL
correct
from acting?
Because
before.
It seemed like as soon as this court case got done, then the NFL's like, now we can.
That's what's interesting though. They waited till the case was disposed of,
right?
In order, then they could. The case is disposed of, so the NFL seems to oftentimes hook its punishments to the actual disposition of the criminal case, and to say, we can't do anything until they are. Now you do see, what do they call it, the commissioner's list or commissioner's
exempt, whatever the.
Yeah, you do see that. Players are suspended before then. Here's my view, and maybe this is, and we've been through this a lot of times with Memphis athletes. And honestly, and I hate to bring his name back into it because it was a long time ago, and he's now moved on, and he's a contributing member of the community. But Jeremy Hunt
sure.
is the perfect example of yeah. this once upon a time. And John Calipari did not want to suspend Jeremy Hunt. Absolutely. And there was and yet, like that case, I think it was GP literally saw the bruises on her face and got a telephone recording of Jeremy. So a damning telephone recording, a message left on a telephone recording. And John was like, talk to me about the game tonight. I don't want to talk about Jeremy Hunt. And resisted and resisted and resisted and resisted suspending Jeremy Hunt. Jeremy Hunt was then involved in another incident on Beale Street, and then he was booted off the team for a year, after which he was brought back to the team because John went in and told Shirley Raines, hey, he's either going to come and play for Memphis or he's going to go and play for Tennessee, and if he hits the winning basket against us for Tennessee, I guess Memphis was scheduled to play Tennessee that year, it's on you. And I'll tell people it's on you. And so at least that's the story. And so so Jeremy was then reinstated. But at least he did, in the end, pay a price. He went on to have his own legal problems after that. I'm not sure you do people favors by not disciplining them.
Yeah. I mean, I do also wonder, should it be treated like we're in this weird... Okay, they're not pros, but they are pros, and there's still kind of this.
Well, that's a whole other complication. What does happen to NIL? What does happen to all this stuff in this instance? But here's the other. Okay, now let me play the other side. On the one hand, I don't think you should be able to hide behind the legal system, which demands evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that he's guilty of this, as a reason that a potential abuser should be playing for the Memphis, suiting up and playing for the Memphis Tigers. And by the way, he has no great track record here of goodwill that he's earned in the community. None of that. So, but Memphis doesn't owe him anything. All right. Now let me give you the other side of this. The event supposedly happened, allegedly happened on May 27th. It was not until 16 days later that she reported it. I don't know whether there was any physical evidence of it at 16 days later. I kind of would be surprised if there was. And so if let's just say, Jeffrey, that you are a coach again, take him out of this. OK,
sure.
And you find one of your players is accused of this.
Yep.
OK. And is charged, not just accused, charged. This isn't just a civil lawsuit being brought against
right.
you. This is criminal charges. And you're convinced. Again, I'm not suggesting that the truth of the matter is many more times than people talk about women lie, you know, no, many more times women just don't say anything because they're going to be accused of lying.
Yep.
So let's be clear here. That's what more typically happens is women just don't come forward
because
they're going to be called liars. But let's say in this instance, that I'm giving you, this purely hypothetical, you think she is 100% lying. And you think he is 100% innocent. And you think the whole thing is BS. And that's your coach and that's your player.
Yep.
Do you play him?
No. But I'm not abandoning him. If I'm convinced he's 100% innocent of what he's accused of.
You're not taking away his scholarship.
Right.
You're not divorcing him from the team.
Hey, man, you're sitting down for now, but we're going to get this. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get you the legal help that you need, and we're going to beat this together. But we got to get this taken care of first.
I think that's the right answer.
Maybe I'm being, I don't know, I don't feel like I have a habit of being super, like,
no. It's interesting that you are, you know. It's interesting that you're taking that side of it.
I take when you get charged much more seriously than, like, when you get the civil suits and accusations come out, I get frustrated by saying, guys, these are accusations in a civil suit. You can make the claim, but it doesn't mean that it happened. But this is charges.
I hate to say it. I think that's right. Now, it is interesting. There is a long history of Memphis taking players with incidents in their background that are unsavory. Jeremy Hunt is one, brought him back, right?
Yep.
Jeremy Hunt brought him back afterwards. Michael Dixon had been accused, charged? I don't know. Let me just see. Michael Dixon was run out at Missouri because of sexual assault charges or claims against him. That's what happened. And Josh took a chance and gave him a second chance. Jaren Johnson is another one. Jaren Johnson had, but again, these were like, this is, the thing has been resolved and you give him a second chance. Jaren Johnson had was charged with burglary, and then weed possession or something like that. Like he had a burglary and then a weed possession accusation in his background. And Josh gave him a second chance. And for both of those guys, it worked out extremely well. But those were both situations where, unlike this one, which is in the process of being disentangled, there those incidents either happened or didn't, and they had been resolved according to the legal system.
I've confirmed on Michael's. He was accused twice, but he was never charged.
Never charged.
Yes.
Okay. Accused twice, never charged.
Yes.
Again, all those things at the point that they became Memphis Tigers were like, okay, these things are over. They're resolved. We're done with them. Are we going to give them a second chance? Do we believe in this player? Josh said, yes, we do. And honestly, in both of those instances turned out to be, well-placed. The faith that Josh put in them seemed to be well-placed. Here you've got Sincere Parker. And I honestly think the 16 days later makes you roll your eyes a little bit, you know, you wonder what.
I'm not dismissing it as a detail.
Yeah, I'm not dismissing it as a detail either. I also think these are incredibly serious allegations and cannot be taken lightly. And I guess the hope is, Jeffrey, that we've got some months here, right?
Yes. I mean, I do think the fact that it's July.
The Jeremy Hunt thing happened literally during the season, and the question was, is he going to, I think it was against UCF, is he going to play against UCF?
Right.
And I wrote some column saying that if he played, then he played, he sat out that game, then I think he was going to play in a home game, and I wrote a column that morning saying people should stand up and walk out if Jeremy Hunt suits up. Because it was pretty, the allegations were pretty vivid and pretty, and the bruises were real. Like, we'd seen them at the CA at the time. So I don't know how you can play that guy under those circumstances. Here's my other question, Jeffrey. We don't know whether he'll play or not. He's not the most important incoming player, but he is an important incoming player.
Absolutely.
Last year, was this great? I mean, listen, it fell short in the end. It fell short. They didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish in the NCAA tournament. But last year, given how the way it started, which was the assistant coaching staff being cleaned out, these NCAA allegations, the fact that the year before Memphis had struggled so badly, Penny had then given this series of lashing out sort of interviews, the podcast, as you recall, the previous year had just completely dissolved on the court. Things look tenuous, shaky, however you want to phrase it, heading into last year. And last year was a great bounce-back season for Penny Hardaway and the program. Yes, it ended in disappointing fashion, but they had a spectacular non-conference record. They
won the league twice.
Won the league
twice.
And
a tournament. Like,
they're ranked. They're like no appreciable drama at all. Right. Once the season started.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, OK, we can all breathe a sigh of relief. We dreaded this. Boy, we don't want to repeat the Larry Finch stuff with Penny. Right.
No, it felt like a stable year,
a reset.
Yes.
For the entire program. If these season goes badly, are we back right where we were? In other words, can you imagine? Hopefully. Listen, hopefully what's going to happen here is we're going to learn these charges are false, that the players are going to report that they're going to duplicate last year's kind of season, and they're going to have more success in the NCAA tournament. They're not going to suffer injuries in advance of the NCAA tournament. They're going to at least win a game in the NCAA tournament, and they'll continue to progress. That's what we all hope will happen. If, on the other hand, Sincere Parker thing drags on, right, whatever,
yep.
Instead of this year rolling through the non-conference tournament, they get destroyed in the non-conference schedule. They get they're far on the bad end of it, right? And then whatever, you're down to, you got to win the we'll get to this in a minute, the conference tournament in order to go to the NCAA tournament. They lose, they miss the tournament. Are we right back at, oh my God, how long can this Penny thing go? Like,
I think it also matters, though, what all, because you're saying generically that there's some drama in next season.
Well, there's already drama. We literally just had the NCAA. Right now, inside of a week, we've had probation and extended and criminal charges just inside of a week. And so if you layer on top of that an unsuccessful season as measured by NCAA tournament, are we right back in time to separate? Time to think about separating?
Probably.
I think that's true.
I mean, that's just what emotionally it'll take the toll on the fan base.
Again, what's happening right now relative to how uncertain it looked last year is, and I don't mean this with any disrespect to the victim, alleged victim, and whatever, but this is nothing.
No.
Like, in terms of how shaky and uncertain things felt at this time last year, this is nothing. And last year, that they bounced back beautifully from it, right?
Yep.
So there's no reason that they can't bounce back beautifully from this. The games will be played, and here's what happens. Wins solve everything. You know, if all of a sudden you beat Purdue, away we go, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not, again, there, and I'm not saying this season is doomed, but I do think as these things start to crop up, you're like, ugh.
Well, here's a wonder that I have, and I'm going to use more generic terms than I am pointing the finger at Penny and the Tiger basketball program. I do wonder if you are fighting an uphill battle with NIL money. So, like, you're not in the worst situation, but in terms of trying to go and put together a Sweet 16 team, you are at the back of the field.
Yeah.
Do you therefore have to take riskier positions?
Oh, I think it's been clear that let's be honest, with Memphis basketball forever, even when it had more prestige than it seems to have now, when it
Yep.
When there are more talented players coming out of Memphis, and so you had the pipeline that you no longer have now, even then, Memphis would take players who were risky. That's one of the things they did. Hell, I mean, who was the player that? Who was the player that Calipari took? Banks.
Oh,
Sean
yeah.
Banks. Remember Sean Banks?
Yep.
Remember Sean Banks? Gang member, I think. Alleged gang member, had allegedly burned a woman with a cigarette. Like, Memphis has always taken risks. Let's just say that. Memphis football also, like, particularly, right? Memphis football takes risks, has had to take risks. And I think that is probably even exacerbated, yes, in the current environment where you don't have the advantages
right.
that you once had. I think that's true. Now, I don't know that Sincere Parker, like literally, Parthapadhyay had just wrote a million word feature on Sincere Parker, and it didn't say what a good guy he was, but Sincere Parker trying to, it was all about the unbelievable journey that he had traveled to get to where he is, to have what was hopefully going to be this season.
I mean, though, I'll say this though. I wondered, like, Will Wade took a lot of guys with him to NC State.
In that story, interestingly enough, I thought it was actually the most interesting part of the story that Parth did. In the story, Will Wade quoted in the story and basically said, we like Sincere Parker. We would take him. We told him he would have the same role that he had at McNeese, which was complimentary.
Yep.
Right? It was not – he had some big games, but –
he was not the focal point.
And so at least the idea, as according to this story, was that he wanted to come to Memphis where he would play a much bigger role. In the end, you know, this had already happened when Sincere's dad was talking to Parth about all of this. Anyway, that is unfolding today. Just one of the unfortunate things that happened this past weekend. Sadly, we'll get to more of them, and we'll get to the good stuff, too. Before then, I will tell you and remind you that it is semi-annual sale at O'Call is ongoing and up to 50% off now. Yep. Up to 50%. I don't know if you've checked the weather, Jeffrey, but we
are toasty today.
We are expected to have heat indexes of up to 110 degrees basically every day this week. It is going to be blazingly hot. No better time than right now to get in and take advantage of the savings up to 50% men's, women's merchandise on, yes, spring and summer. Seems to be here in earnest. Spring and summer merchandise at Oak Hall. Same beautiful clothes, same incredibly helpful people, and savings up to 50%. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll get an update on what is happening. See if we get an update on what is happening with Sincere Parker and talk about everything else that happened in the world of sports. Drew Hill is going to join us at straight up at 10 o'clock. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Summer of 1,000 Engagements is almost over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. This is your last chance. Don't wait to save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. And by the way, with any purchase of $9.99 or more, free diamond stud earrings. With a purchase of $24.99 or more, free Yeti Tundra cooler. So how about that? I mean, it is all going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Last chance to save up to 40% on all diamond jewelry and engagement rings, plus all that other good stuff. So, for example, choose from a 3-carat diamond tennis bracelet on sale for only $9.99, and you get the free pair of diamond stud earrings. Or diamond tennis necklace for only $14.99, and get a free pair of diamond stud earrings. Listen, you can also propose now and pay later. You got all kinds of financing options, including up to 60 months to pay. So head on in again, up to 40% off. It is your last chance. Sale ending soon. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations are online at rijewelers.com. Parthapadhyay is in court following these proceedings. And has just tweeted out a photo of, and this is not what you want to see, Sincere Parker. Sincere Parker has arrived in the courtroom. And so there he is. He's going to be arraigned today.
So I've got another update from Parth. Judge Greg Gilbert says Sincere Parker's bail hearing is now scheduled for July 29th.
Oh, July 29th.
I believe it was supposed to be tomorrow. And now that seems like it's a week later. Gilbert also says that Parker is, quote, going to make bond, end quote. Gilbert confirms Parker's bond has been lowered to $75,000 from being set at $120,000 previously, since he's a first-time offender.
So there you go. That is the update on Sincere Parker. If more unfolds, we will let you know. It's also when these players come and go every year, like, this is the first thing we know about Sincere Parker.
Yeah.
All right. And let's get to all the bad news out of the way while we're at it. The other just horrific news from over the weekend is that Corey Adams, an incoming recruit, football player at Ole Miss, was killed, shot and killed at a party, or evidently in Cordova. Others were shot. He was the only one killed. Police found him in a car. And this is right near, all of this unfolded, right out there.
Yeah, like at the end of Walnut Grove and Forest Hill, Irene. Like, this is where
I think that's where they found them, in the car.
It's like FACS, Hope Prez, like that whole
just area. Absolutely horrific story. I can't imagine his family sending him off to college, and that is that. And it is, we will, I'm certain, at some point learn more about what happened. But there you are at a party, evidently. There's a party, and something went badly awry, and the problem is everybody has a gun. Everybody has damn guns. And so we have this unbelievable tragedy for the Ole Miss football program, but particularly for anyone who knew and loved Corey Adams. My condolences to him. All right, Jeffrey, let's play Believe It or Not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're already a big fan of Soar the Eagle.
I'm going to say I don't believe it. Has a conference ever had a mascot?
No. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. The breaking news today was that the American Athletic Conference is no longer the American Athletic Conference. It's just the American. It is rebranded. Dude, take that AAC and get out of here.
You can shove it.
They honestly never liked AAC. But like, they've even gone to the EA video game and they said, make sure AAC doesn't appear. We're getting rid of AAC like it's Men in Black. Like,
right.
You've never heard or seen AAC. It's just the American Conference. It's just, repeat after me, the American Conference. Strong, mighty.
What about the American?
It's called the American Conference. I think American works too. I think American is acceptable, not AAC. And to underline the Americanness of it all, they have a
bald eagle.
They have a bald eagle as a mascot, the first mascot ever for a conference. And it's SOAR. Now, SOAR is not spelled S-O-R-E. You might be SOAR if you're left out of the NCAA tournament, or if you can't get out of the American, then you might be SOAR. But we're talking about the other kind of SOAR. S-O-A-R, SOAR, like take flight, like the conference is doing. Take flight in the American, Jeffrey. How do you feel about SOAR?
I don't hate the name. I just don't know if a mascot is necessary for a conference.
No. I like the name, actually.
But I'm SOAR with you. I actually think that's kind of...
I mean, it's a perfect...
If
you're
going to
have a mascot for the American,
yes,
it should be the Eagle.
I'm fine with that.
Don't know that. I don't know how it'll be deployed, the mascot.
I mean, are they
imagine at all conference tournaments, we're going to see something, a sore.
Is there going to be a physical sore? Is there going to be a costume sore?
No, no, no. I think there will be a physical sore.
I mean, I know we have the cartoon creation, but like, all right.
I would like there to be an actual eagle. But no, I think there's going to be a person in the costume who will be sore. And after a whole day of work, might be sore.
What is the just, like, is that going to be the line of this is the big game? Like, are we going
to,
is it going
to
be?
Send sore
is it
to the big
travel?
Game of the week?
Yeah.
If you get sore, you know.
Right. You've got, you know, you walk
and
up.
You can have a chip on your shoulder if they send sore to
correct.
The wrong game.
They send it to the Tulane game, really?
Yeah, screw you. Screw you. Now who's sore? Yeah. Anyway, American is rebranded. Don't ever say AAC again. Scotty Scheffler. He's taking a run at Tiger Woods.
This is always the tough one. I'm going to say I don't believe it simply because I think we take Tiger for granted so much.
Well, let me ask you this, because there's two different things about it. It is completely ridiculous to put them in the same category because of impact, right? And because
culturally, there's just
culturally,
no
it's not even. Here's the truth. When Tiger won a tournament, the way Scottie Scheffler won a tournament, people said, my God, it's thrilling. It's Tiger winning a tournament. When Scottie Scheffler wins the same tournament in the exact same fashion, it's like, my God, that was boring.
Snooze fest.
So literally, they can win. They can dominate a tournament. And with Tiger, it was exciting. And with Scottie, it's snooze fest. And that's perception. It's all kinds of things go into that. So in terms of
a lot of its flair.
What?
A lot of its flair.
In terms of impact, it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's some demographic. I mean, it's, you know,
sure,
whatever.
But
there's a lot of things that go into this. Not even close. In terms of just, so anyone who says that they belong in the same category doesn't understand the category that Tiger was in.
Correct.
Right? Now, purely from a golf dominance perspective.
Yes.
There, can you make an argument? Because
this is the closest you can make with any player, including like when Rory won the four in basically like 2 years. This is the closest anyone has been to a Tiger Woods moment.
Obviously the number that everyone is rolling out there is that
the number of days.
Yeah, Scottie won his fourth major 1,197 days after winning his first, same as Tiger. Exactly to the day. If you're paying attention to sports, you know that number in the last 24 hours. He has won.
I got a fun
four
fact.
Of the last 15.
Do you know the last missed cut he had?
No.
The 2022 FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Really?
Yes. The first playoff.
And then he finishes. He is at 80%. Top 10 rate.
Yep.
He enters a tournament. And so that was like to me, I was listening yesterday to someone talk about the win rate.
Yep.
Like Tiger at his best, his win rate was almost
35%.
Scottie's is 20 something. Like it's still pretty damn good, but it's not Tiger good. Here's another one. He has now won 10 straight tournaments where he had a lead after 54 holes.
Yes.
Tiger won 36 straight tournaments where he had a so close in terms of on the course dominance. Yes, closest thing since Tiger, but not Tiger, right?
Correct.
And in terms of the other stuff, clearly not Tiger.
Correct. I do think though, I think this is the first guy that I have felt like, even Rory included, that could actually get to double digit majors, and it's not insane to think that, because I think what happens is a lot of these guys come out and they win a bunch of majors in a really short period of time.
Right.
And you start thinking, all right, let's extrapolate that. They're going to get to double figures. Since I like to use the OWGR era. So the official world golf rankings era, which comes in the 80s. The reason why I use that is because that's when golf really gets global. Norman's here.
Yeah.
That entire European invasion is here. So in that era, the most anyone has ever won is six in the non-Tiger division. Faldo has six. And Phil has six. I would bet he gets to double digits.
Well, you're right. People just extrapolate. If he keeps winning at the rate, he's won four of the last 15. If he keeps winning at that rate, By the time he's 38, he would have 12.
Right.
But that assumes he keeps winning at that rate. But it looks replicable, doesn't it?
So the thing to me that's the key difference with him versus everyone else, I don't know if the being the face of golf appeals to him. And what I mean by that, all the corporate stuff that comes with it in terms of the commitments, like whatnot. Like, he seems to just be like,
he's therefore not going to be distracted by it.
I'm just going to make the money on the golf course. Like TGL, nah, man, I'm good. Y'all can do that. That's cool. Like, how many times do you have to turn on the TV and be like, man, that's too much Scottie Scheffler?
Right.
Like, you don't have to deal with all of that. And so his golf is also, I think, really simple in that whenever you hear him go through issues that I have, it's usually three things. It's like, check my grip, check my feet, and check my alignment. That's it. And so that's why I think he's able to just kind of do this on repeat, is that he has built maybe not technically the most appealing or pleasing swing, but you just watch him throughout the round. You're like, oh yeah, he can hit all the shots that they can't every time. Well, one more thing. I would say the only Tiger thing, though, that actually does hold, the way that the players have talked about him this week does sound like Tiger. Like,
right.
Hey, man, we're like playing for second.
Right.
Like,
when he, yeah, I think that aspect of it.
But everything else is a little much.
You're growing to really dislike Marcus Smart.
I'm going to say I don't believe that. It is kind of funny how, like, the Lakers are just taking, like, castaways from the Grizzlies.
Secret Glaver and Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Well, so Marcus Smart, and we'll talk to Drew about this straight up at 10 o'clock, agreed to a contract buyout with the Wizards and plans to sign a two-year, $11 million deal with the Lakers. Doncic reached out to Smart, made it clear he wanted to play with a two-way stalwart, sources said. I don't think people really dislike Marcus Smart, but I've made the case that if you're going to dislike an NBA player, and you have a little chip on your shoulder about Memphis, I think there's a pretty strong case for it.
It's kind of, isn't it kind of the,
in him,
isn't it kind of the Jeff Green reasoning? Like, in the end, it's not really Jeff Green, the human being, or Marcus Smart, the human being. It's like the Grizzlies spent.
Yes and no, because I think Jeff Green.
Well, he played.
The difference was he always was what he was.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies overinvested in Prabin, but in the end, they just kept up first for Jeff Green. But he always was what he was, and we were frustrated that he wasn't something else, right? And Marcus Smart, it's a little different. He came to town fat and out of shape. He never really bought in. He wasn't, in fact, the great influence that people wanted him to be. And so it's not just that, hey, what did you expect? You got the same Marcus. No, you got a lesser. You got a Marcus Smart who was not happy. He did not give his all to the Memphis Grizzlies.
No, I mean, he came in out of shape. Yeah, like
starting with conditioning. And so. So therefore, no, I think it's, and then he ends up costing more to get rid of him. And now he's going to go to the hated Lakers where he's going to, you know, you are going to be competing against the Lakers for a spot.
I mean, I guess the reason why I don't have as much animosity is like, he didn't have a lot of options.
He was an option. Come to be in shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I'm talking going to the Lakers. There are reasons to dislike him, and I agree with the ones that you laid out when you made the case that he could
be. I don't have any great. I do not like. There are players who I don't really boo, but there are players who I might want to boo. But he's not one of them. Like whatever. I was a failed experiment, but I do think a lot of it was failure on his end.
No,
I'll say that.
I do not think it was simply just the Grizzlies made a bad move.
Speaking of renaming, we're going to have the Washington Redskins back any day now.
I do not believe that. I mean, I know this is another, like, Trump off the cuff. Like
over the weekend, Donald Trump tweeted that...
Did he tweet or did he put it on Truth?
No, he put it on Truth Social.
Okay.
his own, he put on Truth Social. He tweeted that the Commanders should go back to being the Redskins, and the Guardians should go back to being the Indians. He said our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen, and he said that he was going to hold up the stadium deal unless they go back to becoming the Redskins as opposed to the Commanders.
So, A, I don't know how much of a viable threat that really is, because I don't, even though it is the federal land and like that's part of it, like I just am unclear that he can just simply say this isn't going through.
Don't you think this is, well, first of all, it's not going to happen. The Commanders are not going to become the Redskins.
The NFL is not going to do it.
The Commanders are not going to become the Redskins again, and the Indians and the Guardians are not going to become the Indians again. I do think we can admit that one of the reasons that you might embrace this is that both Commanders and Guardians, terrible names.
Yes, that's the bigger problem.
They picked terrible second names.
Yeah, and the to me, though, the real problem has always been
the Hogs, baby.
Like, can we also acknowledge two things can be true? Redskins can't be your name. It was a pretty good nickname. You know what I mean? Like the Skins. Like
The Skins is a good name. Like, Skins was a good name. I get that. But you could have picked something better than
The problem was it was Dipstick was trying to have a name that still sounded militarily so he could like use it for contracts.
I assume that what was happening here is that Trump has gotten so sick of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff that he's trying
just
look at
distraction.
This instead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw something else out there for us to talk about. Because people want me to release
the training camp starts next week.
I said I was going to release the Epstein files.
Yeah.
I'm not releasing the Epstein files. People are mad about it. My own people are mad about it. So I'm calling them stupid. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let's talk about something that we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Which is Commanders is a stupid name.
Correct.
And those politically correct woke people who made him give up Redskins. And that's something he's more comfortable talking about and wants to talk about more than.
Don't you also agree that this is true? I think Washington football team was better than Commanders.
Washington football team better. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
I kind of thought Utah should have, like, I know they're going with the Mammoth, right?
I don't mind that. Utah was Utah Hockey Club.
Hockey Club. Like,
Utah Hockey Club wasn't bad, but Mammoth is good enough that.
I just hate nicknames that are plural.
I don't like plural
without an S.
I don't like them either. I don't like them either. Okay, last one.
All right.
PJ Hall. There is going to be a PJ Hall game that he wins for the Grizzlies. He emerges as the folk hero, some early season game.
I kind of want to take some odds on this. I kind of think so, because he's going to get run early, right? Aren't we agreeing?
Maybe.
Because there's going to be.
You think he can be the. Now, he's not going to be, you know, bombing in threes and doing reverse dunks like Jay Huff.
But if you look at, he's going to have opportunities to play. And I
think so.
You just said A game. That's it.
I think so. Very productive, obviously, college player. Familiar with FedEx Forum. Came in and played here when he was with at Clemson. And the Grizzlies, and we'll talk to Drew about this here momentarily, Grizzlies signed him to a two-way deal. So they waived Zion Pullen, who had a
You could kind of sense that.
See that coming.
Yeah.
See that coming a mile away. It's interesting, though, because PJ Hall. If you're Armando Bacot, like, what do I got to do, man? I'm a not particularly explosive or athletic big who puts up numbers. That's what PJ Hall is. What's wrong with me, man? What's wrong with me? They obviously believed more in PJ Hall. PJ Hall had he had a two-way with Denver last year. In the G League, averaged 19 and 12. And was with the Hornets summer league team. And so Grizzlies needed a big. They went out and signed PJ.
I feel like the key difference is he's bigger than Bacot.
Is he bigger?
Yeah. I mean, even listed bigger.
He's not a giant, though.
I mean, he's listed at 6'10".
He's listed at 6'10"?
Yeah.
What's Bacot listed?
I thought he was 6'8", but let me see.
He's a very good rebounder. He has an impressive rebound rate, and so
they're listing him at 6'10". But I need to go. I need the combine height and weights.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place I would send you, and it's where I send Claire. That's all you got to know. She went into the Bartlett location. They have an Arlington location as well. But you just got to download the app. And this is whether you need a new car loan or a mortgage or you're sick of your bank. You want to open up. Maybe you need a new account for your kid. That's what Jason Smith did at Leaders Credit Union. Set up an account for his kid. Get your kid invested in investing. Check them out. Technology is fabulous. The app is great. The rates are first class. Because they are a credit union, every penny, they don't have stockholders that they answer to. Every penny gets poured right back into better services, better technology, and better rates. So if you have any financial needs, check out Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Drew Hill on the other side, and we'll give you any other updates from the Sincere Parker proceedings if we have any. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.